And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this further. Ki yesh Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh. We know that in Yiddishkeit there's a concept of Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. V'heim nimshochem b'chinas nigla v'nister shebetorah. And they originate from the concept of the revealed portion and the hidden portion of the Torah. Ki Torah shebichsav hu b'chinas nigla. The Torah shebichsav, the written Torah, is the revealed portion of the Torah. Ki hadovar hanichtav hu bezgalia. Because when something is written down, you can see it. You can read it. It's revealed. V'hakoyel yecholim l'roisai. Everyone can see it. Aval Torah shebal peh hu b'chinas dvorim hanemorim mipeh loizen. Whereas the portion of Torah that's called Torah shebal peh, the oral Torah, that's the things that are told over from mouth to ear. Shezeh b'chinas soid, sheloi niten lezgalis. That's the concept of a secret, which is not to be revealed. B'chinas nistor, that's the hidden portion of the Torah. V'afal pi shebe'emes, b'torah shebechsav, u'b'torah shebal peh, b'chol echod v'echod yesh niglo v'nistor kiyadua. And even though in reality we know that in the written Torah and in the oral Torah, there is revealed and hidden. There is nigla and nistar. Avol beklolius shneim nechshav Torah shebichsav b'chinas nigla v'Torah shebal peh b'chinas nistar. On a general level, Torah shebichsav symbolizes the concept of the revealed portion of the Torah, and Torah shebal peh represents the concept of the that which isn't written down, that which could only be told over. Ve'elu ashnei b'chinoi shem Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebal peh shem b'chinas nigla v'nistar nimshochim b'chinas klolius kiyum ha-Torah u'b'chinas tshuva. And these two levels, Torah b'chsav and bal peh, which correspond to nigla and nistar, Rav Nosson Zal says they are also tied into the concept of fulfilling the entire Torah, number one, and number two, the concept of tshuva. Shehem b'chinas shnei chasodim. This refers to two levels of kindness. Zeh l'malam izeh, one above the other. B'chinas, as we say when we introduce the 13 attributes of Hashem of kindness, we say Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun. We mention Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei twice there. V'dor shurazal, and the Gemara says on that, Ani Hashem koidim sheyechto, Vani Hashem la'achar sheyechto. I am Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, kindness, before they do any sins, and I am Yud Kei Vav Kei, kindness, even after they've done sins. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, hu b'chinas chesed v'rachmim kiyadua. That name of Hashem represents kindness, as is known. Hainu sheyesh chesed godoy leitzla shemizborach, shehu mesnaig boyim o'odom koidim sheyechta. There is a very high level of kindness with which Hashem conducts himself towards a person before the person has done any sins, when the person is pure and good. V'yesh oid chesed godoy b'yoyser. However, there is a higher level of kindness than that by Hashem. Hainu hachesed hanifla shashem izborach mesnai b'chazde b'chol doer la'achar sheyecht odom, which is the incredible high level of kindness that Hashem employs in each and every single generation after the Jew has committed a sin. Shehu yisborach mesnai gimoy b'chazdoi la'achziroi b'tshuva, whereby Hashem conducts himself with incredible kindness to draw that person back, to get that person to do tshuva, lahantoisei l'tchia, to push that person towards life. V'ze hachesed la'achar sheyechto godoil harbe b'yoyser me'achesed horishoim. And that second chesed is much higher than the first one. Shezeo b'chinas ma shekoso b'zoyer ha-kodosh Hashem Hashem posik taimo. The Zohar HaKadosh points out that in the Sefer Torah, between the first Hashem and the second Hashem, there's a line, there's a psik, there's a break, there's a partition. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that whenever it says in the Torah, Avraham, Avraham, or Moshe, Moshe, something like that, the first one is Eino Shlim. The first one implies that the tzaddik was imperfect in a sense. And the second one implies a level of perfection, a level of shlemus. When it says Avraham, Avraham, the first one implies lack of perfection, lack of shlemus. The second one implies shlemus. So the Zohar Kodesh says, oh really? What about when it says in the Torah, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Racham V'chanun? What are you going to say there? Chas V'shom, you're going to say that by Hashem, Eino Shlim and Shlim? The Zohar Kodesh says, no, Chas V'shom. The first one is Shlim, and the second one is Kadma Shlim. The Zohar Kodesh says, the first one is Shlim, Basro Shlim Yatir. The second one is Super Shlim, a higher level of Shlemus. By Hashem, there's no such thing as imperfect. The first level is perfect. The second one is called perfect plus. Ki achesed horishoin dahainu b'chinas ani Hashem koidem sheyechto zehu gamkein chesed godol mo'id. Because the chesed, which Hashem employs before a person commits a sin, that's also incredible chesed. That's perfection. That's beauty. It's wonderful. It's fabulous. Aval achesed ho achroin achar sheyechto. But that second level of chesed, which Hashem switches to after a person committed a sin, ze hachesed niflo v'noira ma'oid v'godol harbe yoisem en orishayin. That second one is a much, much higher level than the first one. Ve'im b'chinas Torah u'tshuva. That first level of chesed corresponds to the Torah. The second level of chesed corresponds to tshuva. Ki achesed horishoin hu bechinas klolius haTorah. That first chesed represents the entire Torah. Dahainu mash Hashem yisporach boro isonu bechazdoi. The fact that Hashem created us with His kindness. V'nosan lanu es haTorah bechesed chinom. And He gave us His Torah out of the kindness of His heart. We didn't earn it in any way. It's not like we deserved it. We did anything to receive it. It was a freebie, chinam, l'chayisenu kayoim hazet, to sustain us as He does, you know, as He does. Shezeo bevadai chesed godol ma'oid. This is certainly an incredible act of kindness on the part of Hashem. The Bnei Yisachar quotes from one of the tzaddikim that when we bench, when we say berchas hamazon, when we make a mezuman, we say, Nevorech Elokeinu Shechalna Mishaloi, right? We use Hashem's name Elokim. When a Jew gets called up to the Torah, he says, Baruchu Es Hashem HaMevoirach, Baruch Hashem, he uses Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And he quotes the Tosfos Yontif in Mishnayis, who explains in one place, that once Hashem decided to create man, the fact that Hashem gives us food, you know, He gives us food to... That's mishpat, that's justice, that's fairness. If He created us, He didn't create us to die a second later. He created us, so He's going to take care of us in a sense. So the most basic aspect of taking care of us, which means giving us food to eat, that's shayach to Hashem's name Elokim, mishpat, justice, fairness. That's why we use the term Elokeinu in Birchas Hamazon. Whereas when a Jew gets called up to the Torah, the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, that He didn't have to give us at all in any way. That's purely an act of kindness. And we emphasize that by saying, Baruch Hu es Hashem, I'm using Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei over there, you know, in the Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho, that the first letters of the words Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho, that Hashem... told us, it showed us His kindness in the morning, that refers to Hashem giving us the Torah. The first letters of Lahagid, Baboiker Chazdecho, spell the word Cholov. Cholov, which is milk, which is one of the nicknames of the Torah. The Torah is called Dvash V'cholov Tachas L'shoinech. That's why on Shavuos we eat dairy, you know, that meal of dairy corresponding to this Cholov. So the Torah, the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, that is definitely an inyan of chesed, as Rav Nosson Zal explains here. Avol ze hachesed hu adayin b'chinas nigla. But that chesed is still a lower level of chesed. That's the level that's called revealed. That corresponds to the revealed portion of the Torah, nigla. Kize hachesed gilo Hashem yisborach lakoil. Because that chesed Hashem revealed to everybody. Ki nosan lanu es ha-toira ba'er heitev. He gave us the Torah explained very, very well. Ubeir lanu kol mitzvah, mitzvah kol protov tnov. He explained to us each and every single mitzvah with all of its details and all of its conditions. Eich lesnai, how to conduct ourselves. Kedei liskois l'chaim amitim. To be zoicha to true life. As it says in the Torah, ubocharto b'chaim, you will choose life, meaning you'll choose the derech haTorah. Avol mi shenoto midarkei Hashem. However, a person who unfortunately deviated from the derech Hashem, he went off the derech Hashem, v'ovar chas v'shalom hashovar, and he transgressed. Azai hachesed horishon shubchinas Torah. Mechayev es onshoy horoiloi. Then that first level of chesed called the Torah demands that this person be punished. Within that framework of chesed called Torah, the Torah says you're a good boy, you get reward, you're a bad boy, you get a patch. Kakosu b'Torah, as is written in the Torah. There's Malkus, there's Misa, there's Kores, there's a Korban, there's all kinds of punishments. Aval adayin yesh chesed ho'achroin. However, Hashem possesses that other level of chesed, shehu shlim yatir, which is a higher level of shlemus. Shaydei chesed azeh gam hu yochol lehinotzel min hoinish aydei tshuva, whereby if Hashem employs that second level of chesed, then even this person who did a sin, who did a terrible sin, can avoid the punishment through tshuva. The godoil hachesed hazeh kol kach at sheyochol lahafoich avoinois lezechuyois. And the Gemara tells us that this chesed called tshuva is so great that not only can it spare a person from punishment, but within tshuva there exists the ability to convert sins to mitzvahs. If a person does tshuva in a certain way, every single avera he did, which was a minus in his bank account, he had a minus 50, a minus 3,000, a minus 600, all those averos. Hashem doesn't put it to zero. Hashem converts the sign. He changes the minus to a plus. And the person suddenly has a positive balance in his bank account. Instead of minus 600,000, he suddenly, through his tshuva, it becomes a credit. It becomes a plus 600,000. This, the Gemara says clearly in Yuma, that a Jew who is zoicha to do tshuva me'ava, his zedoinois get converted to zechuyos. V'ze hachesed hu b'chinas sisrei Torah. This level of kindness of Hashem corresponds to the hidden portion of the Torah. B'chinas shoyresh ha-Torah shebalpeh, which is the source of the Torah shebalpeh, the root of the Torah shebalpeh. Ki ze ikar b'chinas Torah shebalpeh, because this is the essence of the Torah shebalpeh. Ki ze hachesed yefshel galois klal, because this chesed can't really be spelled out clearly, revealed. Ki mipeh lo'izen, but rather it can only be communicated from word of mouth. Ki tekev kishodom choyte chas v'sholem, azaya shem yisborach kemastir ponov mimenu. Because we know immediately after a person sins, kaviyochel Hashem turns his face away from that person. Hashem hides his face from that person. Kama shekosov, as the Torah says, v'histarti ponai, I will hide my face. V'onoichi hastir astir es ponai, that's what it says clearly in the Torah. Ki kach roiloi l'rachkoi u'lahaster ponav imenu al pi darkei mishpatei ha-Torah k'doisha. Because according to the Torah, that's the right thing for Hashem to do. Based on the justice that's defined in the Torah, when you do a sin, Hashem doesn't smile at you. Hashem turns his face away from you. Shehi mechayeves lanois es horosho u'lahrachkoi v'loi l'karvoi. The Torah demands that Hashem punish the Rosho and distance the Rasha, not bring him close. Avul be'emes, Hashem yisborach chofetz chesed hu. However, we know the Torah also tells us that Hashem wants kindness. Hashem wants love. Hashem wants goodness. Ube'emes lamitoi hu tsoyfe l'roshe v'chofetz b'yitzadkoi. And even though the Torah is emes, even though according to emes, the emes of the Torah, this person deserves to be punished, there's a higher level emes. There's an emes la'amitoi. There's a higher level of emes where Hashem doesn't want to punish anybody. He wants people to be good. He wants them to return. Person did something bad. He doesn't want to patch. He wants to get that, to show that person a way how to correct what he did wrong, so the person doesn't have to get patched, chas v'shalom. Just like we know that the Torah tells us that if a husband and wife are living together, and the husband becomes suspicious of his wife due to the way she conducted herself, whatever, he becomes suspicious, and suddenly there's no peace in the home. Because if a husband suspects his wife, if he doesn't trust her, there's no trust between them, they can't live together. So what do? They go to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohen takes a portion of the Torah, and he erases it. He scrapes off the letters from the parchment, and he puts it into the water, and he gives it to her to drink. And then if she did not commit any sin, if she didn't commit any sin, when she drinks that water, she gets every bracha in the world. If she didn't have children, now she will have children. If she had children before, now she has better children. And they come back together with shalom, with peace and love and everything. And Rav Nosson Zal explains in Likutei Halachos, hold on a second. We know that there's nothing. Is there anything holier in the world than Torah? The Torah is emes. The Torah is the truth. Emes is the seal of Hashem. How dare you erase the Torah? There's no bigger sin in the world than erasing the Torah, isn't there? The answer is wrong. There's something bigger than Torah. There's something higher than Torah. Just like we're learning here, that there's a level of chesed called Torah. There's a higher level called tshuva. There's a level of emes that's called Torah. There's a higher level of emes called shalom, peace. That when there's peace between husband and wife, that's higher than emes. And Hashem says, I'm willing to have my name erased. I'm willing to have the Torah, my name, emes, erased. Leman HaShalom. If it will help bring about shalom, peace between husband and wife. That's the highest, highest level. That's the second level of chesed. There's a Torah, there's a mishpat, which says, you did this, you're wrong, you're bad, get away, get out. I don't want to see you. Haster asaspan, I don't want to see you, I don't want to look at you. And there's a higher level of Torah. There's a higher level than that, which is shalom, which is this shlimyate, which is that second yud kei vav kei, which says that there's tshuva. That if a person did the worst things in the world, Hashem possesses a level of chesed, that channel B, that second level of chesed, whereby which the true tzaddikim are the ones who know this, they know this best, and they can show a person how to do a kind of tshuva which will not only erase the sin that they did before, but get it turned around to be a mitzvah, to turn around the machlekes, to change it to ahava, to a high, much higher level of ahava than before. So we said, Avol be'emes, HaKadosh Hashem Yisbar Chofetz Chesed Hu, u'be'emes lamitoi, u'be'emes lamitoi. The emes or emes, the real emes is that Hashem looks at the Rasha and wants him to return. He wants him to be fixed. Al kein gilo letzadikim balpeh darkei tshuva. Therefore Hashem revealed to the tzadikim, not in writing, he didn't write it down, verbally, he taught the tzaddikim the path of tshuva. Lahoyroi says, Bnei Yisrael, Eich lehisnaig betoikef astora, to teach Klal Yisrael how to conduct ourselves when we're in the worst darkness, we're in the greatest hiddenness, when we've done the most sins and aveirois, and Hashem is turned away from us. Bo'ifin sheyachzeru v'yiskarvu l'avim shebashamayim, said we should be able to return and come close again to Hashem. V'zeh Iker bechinas Torah shebalpeh shenimseru letzadik ador hamitim. This is the essence of the Torah shebalpeh, which was not written down, which was given over to the tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu received it on Har Sinai. He passed it on to Yeshua. And ki zeh hadavar mishtane bechol doer, bechol adam ubechol zman. Because this teaching, these darkei tshuva are different in each and every single generation, and it differs from person to person, and it differs from time to time. Ki loy kol apin shoven, because all faces are not the same, all people are not the same. And the path of tshuva for A is different from the path of tshuva for B. It's not cookie cutter. Ki kol echod kefi nishmosoi, ukefi kilkuloi, ukefi mahusoi, Kain tzrichen linoy goisei bedrochem ve'etzais yishoros ba'ifen shiyoshev el Hashem v'rachmeil. Because each and every single person, according to his neshama, and according to what he did wrong, and according to his personal makeup, Hashem and the tzaddikim have a customized program for that person as to how that person should do tshuva, how that person can correct everything he needs to correct and come close to Hashem. And this specific advice, customized advice for that person. Alkein yefsher liskois la'etza shlema kiim al yedei hatzadikim amitiim. And therefore it's impossible to be zoche to true perfection of etza other than through the true tzadikim, shehem b'chinas kodshei kodoshim. They are called, they represent this kodshei kodoshim. Shehem amshichem u'etza mishom. They get the etza from that highest level, mikodesh kodoshim. B'chinas, as we quoted the pasuk earlier, yishlach ezrcha mikodesh. Hashem will send your help, your from kodesh, from that holy place. Ki ikar ho'ezer v'hayeshua, because the greatest Yeshua, the greatest salvation and the greatest assistance that a person could possibly get in this world is to be given the right advice. Because in that place, in that Kodesh Kodoshim, from that Kodesh Kodoshim, shines forth that highest level of Chesed, which is the Sechel HaKoilo, which is secrets of Torah, and which is the source, the root of all Sichlium and all Eitzos. And over there, everything can be sweetened. Everything can be turned around for the good. Ki ho Eitzo, hu HaYeshua v'hamtoko. Because the advice, that is the salvation. That is the hamtaka. Kama shekosov Rabbeinu Zal al haposuk uchua b'roiv yoyetz. There's a pasuk that says uchua, the salvation is when a person has the right advice, a lot of advice. I want to dedicate this shir li'iloi nishmas Rebbe Eliyahu ben Rachamim, Elliot Kasten zechron avrocha, a very close friend, whose brother-in-law, Stevie Shalom, Shlomo ben Pnina, donated $1,000 in his memory to cover the learning on the day of his yahrzeit, Ches Nisan, and this shir should be a li'iloi nishmasoi and a schus for the entire family.